At issue in the dispute is a picture of the legendary northern Wisconsin angler known as Lewis Spray standing next to the muskie he caught in the Chippewa flowage. The challengers used a computer analysis of the photo to prove the fish wasn't as long as Spray said it was and therefore couldn't have weighed what he said it did. But the Hall of Fame board voted to reject that claim, calling it bad science. Hall of Fame director Emmett Brown says his group hired mathematicians from the University of Minnesota and Columbia University to analyze the photo and prove the fish is still the biggest muskie.
It just left us with no choice whatsoever but to retain the record.
Brown says many anglers feel the Hayward Hall of Fame is biased towards fish caught in Wisconsin, but he says the only muskies caught in the recent past that come close to Spray's 69-pounder were caught in Canadian waters.
I know about 5 years ago there was a 62-pound muskie, verified muskie, caught in Georgian Bay, which is part of Lake Huron. And then about 20 years ago there was a fish, a 65-pounder, caught in that Georgian Bay area. So there's still must be a few of these behemoths around somewhere.
Brown says with all the technology anglers have at their disposal these days, he's surprised Spray's record has lasted as long as it has. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.